Dear Mr. Higginson, it's me, Delilah's lawyer. I am writing to inform you there's a third restraining order in effect. The first two haven't stopped you yet. She's quite upset. May I remind you, Tom, my client doesn't like you, yet you keep composing songs for her, which means you have the IQ of a brick. You couldn't hit that with a stick. Please seek help quick. Oh, we're watching you, you creep. Oh, we're watching you, you creep. Oh, we're watching you, you freak. Oh, it's what we do all week, all the stupid week. Do not address Delilah's mother as a MILF, and please desist from mailing puppy dogs and photos of yourself in plain white tees. And next time, put some pants on, please. Nice cottage cheese. My client's gone in hiding halfway across the nation, but you evidently stalked her to her undisclosed location in New York. You put it in your song, you dork. We're freaking torqued. Oh, we're watching you, you creep. Oh, we watch you when you sleep. Oh, watch you when you eat. Oh, we watched you take a leak. 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but you've used planes and trains and cars and pogo sticks and segways and a horse. But we've got warrants out for you, so Romeo, if you try to go near her, you'll regret the choice, of course. There's lots of guys who'd gladly pay to make your love song go away. They'll quickly take you down without remorse, with deadly force. Dear Mr. Higginson, this isn't 'cause I'm jealous that I left the band for law school while you got rich with the fellas with your song. Here's why I took this client on. Like you, I've wanted her so long. So it's so nice to sue you, Tom. P.S. How's Mom?